Joining me now is coach of the Clay County Lady Bulldogs, Alex Grace. Coach, first off, let's talk about these last couple of weeks. Seems like this team is really playing some good ball. What do you think it is that has allowed this team to play as well as they've had these last few weeks?
I think that just playing in general has helped them. I know as well as other teams lost a whole year last year. So the experience and just having many games has helped them and just believing in themselves.
Is part of it just also the chemistry? I know when me and Coach Kingery have talked on here before, a lot of it has been just, you know, getting some girls back from basketball, getting them worked in, building that chemistry on the field. How much of a role is getting that improved chemistry played?
Oh my gosh, tons. I agree 100% with her. I think them finally getting the chemistry together and playing so many games together has helped a lot, and finally hitting a good peak and hitting the ball and communicating well on the field. On the defense as well.
Coach, as young as this team is, from your perspective, what have you seen them from the beginning of the year to now? I know the season didn't get off to the best start for this team because of not having all of your players, but especially for the younger players, what have you seen from the beginning of the year to now that they've really improved in?
They've done a tremendous job, and just knowing what to do with the ball and coming up to the plate, having more confidence in themselves, and really communicating. At the beginning, we did not communicate very well, but as you said, with having our basketball players back, it took a while to get the chemistry together. So communicating was a big key for us.
Do you think sometimes people forget that these are, you know, high school athletes, they're high school kids that are playing, and sometimes we expect too much out of them? Do you think sometimes there's not enough patience for younger players in today's game?
I think that has a little bit to do with it. I know myself, I guess it's been so long since I've played, I forgot how nervous I got. But I'm hoping by this point that it's gotten better. Their jitters are out, and they're just ready to go into this postseason with all they got.
So we've talked about the younger kids. Let's talk about the seniors on this team and what you think they've meant to this program. Because I asked Coach about this a few weeks ago, because I remember, I think it was the Livingston Academy game a couple weekends back, where she put in a few younger players, and I think, I don't know what happened in the very next game, can't recall off the top of my head, but she wasn't very pleased with the effort she saw, and she said something along the lines of, you know, I didn't take the seniors out who have two games left on this field just for you to be out there to be out there. What does that say about the seniors and what they kind of mean to this team and what they mean to y'all as a coaching staff?
They mean so much. I think that game right there was a big turnaround for us. It really opened their eyes just because they knew that they don't have many games left. And they've really stepped it up these past few weeks since that game especially. Because it seems to, whenever they hit the ball and right off the bat when they're hitting the ball, the rest of the team just seems to follow them. So I'm hoping they'll just keep doing the same and keep everything pumped up for the rest of the girls.
So, Coach, how much more important do seniors like the ones you have, good seniors that have good leadership skills and that kind of understand what younger players go through struggle-wise sometimes, how much more important do they become on a young team such as this one?
It's very important because young players, they tend to, sometimes when they're put in positions to help the team, they put too much pressure on themselves. Sometimes I think, and seeing the seniors, now they compose themselves and just lead the team, it makes a huge difference. And they can go talk to them, and sometimes it's hard to come talk to a coach. When you have, you know, older players, it's sometimes easier just to go talk to them instead, see how they're feeling.
So, Coach, obviously we're coming up on that time of the year where every game starts to mean a little bit more, and, you know, you get in these win or go home games where, you know, your season's on the line every night and you have to play your best game every night. What do you think is the key for this team to make some noise and you know, win a couple games here in the postseason?
I think a big thing is just taking one game at a time, taking each inning at a time, just making sure we keep our errors down and keep their bats hot right now like they have been.